Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Romans, the third chapter. Romans 3 and verse 3. We've been on the subject for some weeks now. We're calling real faith. Real faith. And our texts are here. He says, Romans 3:3, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? What's the answer to that? Well, verse 4 gives you the answer. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it's written, that you may be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you're judged. Back up to verse 3 again. We went into some detail in previous messages about how that some became disillusioned with faith. Some years ago, even 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago and more, there are a number of people who were very excited about faith. And they begin to make confessions and begin to pray the prayer of agreement and other things. But as time has gone by, a number of them have become disillusioned because things they said didn't come to pass and things they prayed didn't happen. And so whether they just came right out and said it or not, they've come to the belief that that doesn't work. And so they're looking for and embracing other messages now. Well, really, no matter how you frame it, the only other message there is that it's all up to God. It may sound like a new message, but it's an old message. It's been around for centuries. Either it's according to our faith, and we have responsibility to believe, or it's up to God, and everything's up to God. And you'll find that among many that say they believe in God, you never hear anything about the devil. And all you hear about is what they call the sovereignty of God. And that sounds like they're showing respect and believing God's ability, but it's a deception. Because if you never talk about the enemy, and you say God's in control of everything, and everything he's doing or allowing to happen, and there's some reason in some part of his will, then you're going to wind up blaming God for every evil thing. And that's not going to make you want to be close to him. Amen. Phyllis and I had some friends we went to high school with, a man and a woman, and they got married young, like we did. And his little brother was killed in a terrible accident, young, just a young kid. And some ministers came by to see him, and one of them was trying to convince him that God took his brother because it was a plan that nobody understood, but that God needed him in heaven more than he needed him down here. And man, such a look came over this young man. I'm talking about our friend. And he said, well, if that's God, you'll never see me in church again. And if he's ever gone back, I don't know it. I know for years he didn't. I just hadn't been around him. But see, he believed a lie. I said he believed a lie. God's not the killer. Jesus said, John 10:10. Anybody believe the Bible? John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Is God the thief?
No.
Is Jesus the thief?
No.
Well, who's he talking about? There's a devil. If you believe the Bible, you have to believe it. There's a devil. He's a killer. He's cruel. Cruel. But Jesus said, but I am come. Why'd you come, Lord? Not to take people in the prime of their life. How many believe that God is not killing people in tornadoes or earthquakes or tsunamis or car wrecks? You know, he has a lot of ability. He could get you out of here some other way than smashing cars together. Now, I know that bothers some folks. They say, well, God's controlling everything. Well, it's just not true. Read the Bible. He said, I set before you life or death, blessing or cursing, you choose. Didn't he say that? Well, if he's making all the decisions, there is no you choose. If he's controlling everything, there is no if. No. He's left a lot of it up to us. And what we believe or don't believe affects what happens in our life. No, there's a devil. There's a thief. He's a killer. He's a destroyer. And it's happening all over the planet. But there's a good God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say a good God.
Good
He's
God.
A good God.
Good.
He'll do good things for you.
He
He'll help you. He's not your problem. Never has been. Never stole anything from you. Never destroyed anything in your life. He's not your problem. He's your answer. Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. The Amplified says, I am come that you may have life, have and enjoy life. And have it in abundance to the full until it overflows.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
That's some of that ability we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, that's not in my notes, but I think somebody needed that. What do you think? Romans 3:3. What if some did not believe? Shall the faith of God be without effect? Some have prayed and their prayers weren't answered like they wanted them to be. Some have said things and tried to decree faith and it didn't happen. And so they decided it doesn't work. But just because they didn't believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God? Does it mean that faith in God doesn't work? God forbid.
Amen.
God forbid. 1 Timothy 1:4 said, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and a faith unfeigned.
Amen.
Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Unfeigned.
Unfeigned.
Now we don't use that word all that much in modern vernacular, feign. But feign means to pretend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfeigned would mean not pretend.
Right.
If he's talking about faith that is not pretend, what does that let you know?
Really.
There is faith that's pretend.
Yeah.
Other translations bring out, he said, a faith which is not assumed but real. One says, not a counterfeit faith. Others say, true faith, genuine faith, faith in God that's real.
Yes.
And that's where we got our title for the series for.
Amen.
Well, some have said, well, you know, what they were calling faith in speaking and believing and praying didn't work. And they're right. What they were calling faith doesn't work. Because it's not real faith. And that's not trying to judge anybody. If you've gone any distance walking with the Lord, you've done some foolish stuff. I've already told you some things Phyllis and I have done. May tell you some more. But the big thing is you don't quit. And you have some sense and you don't blame God.
Amen.
Isn't it something when things go wrong that the only thing a lot of people think of is, God let me down? You mean that's the only possible reason why something didn't work right? It has to be on God's end. Never occurred to them, maybe I didn't do something right.
That's right. That's right.
Have some humility. God doesn't miss it.
No, God never has. Never will. No.
We know somebody that has.
Yes,
we right?
Yes, we do.
But not God.
Yes,
not God. Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, we have talked about what's not real faith and what is real faith. And we, first of all, we looked at imitation faith. Then we talked about presumptuous faith. Then we talked about baseless faith. Faith with no foundation. And now, last week, we talked about faith you can see. Real faith can be seen. The Bible said, you know, the four that brought the paralyzed man, it said when they tore off the roof, Jesus saw their faith. Hallelujah. Real faith can be seen. It's seen in what you do. It's seen in your actions. Let's go on further today. Can you take some more? Luke 17, would you go there, please? Luke 17 and verse 6. Luke 17, 6. The Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, they were singing about it today, weren't they? You might say, well, actually the word might is not, the literal talks about you would have said. Young's literal, author of the Concordance, he said it this way, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, what would have happened? You would have said to the sycamine, be uprooted, planted in the sea, and it would have obeyed you. It would have obeyed God? No. It would have obeyed you. Why? Because you would have said. Why? Because you had faith. Now we're talking about something in this physical realm. Now people mock this. They make fun of this. You actually believe you could talk to something and it changed? What are you? What are you, a magician? What are you? They're mocking Jesus. I didn't say this. I didn't write this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.